Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Tony Taylor. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. There goes Gorrell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Drabowski drops the ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel misplays the ball. That's an error on Gorel. Klein moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gorrell. The throw from Kravitz and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Roman Mahias. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Klein moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Klusowski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorrell covering, for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Ron Klein. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 4 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 4 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walls bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Nelson now playing right field. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kravitz bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 5 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Henry covering. Safe. Kravitz moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into left field. Morin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Kravitz scores. Kluszewski moves to third. Skinner moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 5 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Pirates. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren pinch hits for Johnny Gorel. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards the mound. Face settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.